Hello, Poddlers. Coming up, I lose the plot.
And then the other...
Good advice.
And then...
Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Thursday morning. And here we go. The final set of temporary tattoos.
Oh, it's a sad day. Yeah,
it is a sad day because, you know, over the last few months, by giving away a strip of three temporary tattoos of the Dave Berry Breakfast Show logo... Yeah. We've been able to adorn, if I'm using that word correctly, yeah, I'm often told that I never do, we've been able to adorn the bodies of some incredible people.
Yeah.
Some individuals who have gone out there as, well, guerrilla marketing, as it's never been seen before.
At festivals all over the summer, people were spreading the word with their skin, weren't they?
They were. They've tattooed their arms, their legs, they've tattooed their cheeks. Both possible physical sets.
Yeah, yeah.
Even tattooed their children.
Yeah, lots of that.
I've got to get this picture up just on my phone, which I still have in my actual camera roll of one listener and his son.
That's amazing.
Very
cute. It's such a beautiful picture, isn't it?
Proudly tattooed on their arms.
Just flexing their biceps on their right arms with our Breakfast Show logo on there. It's just so lovely. But these are very limited edition. Yeah. I think these, if you were to win them today and put them straight on eBay... I think you could be looking upwards of £6 for these.
Yeah,
I certainly. Mean, really, it's life-changing money.
There's going to be a clamour to get hold of
these. There really will be, because we won't be doing this again.
A groundswell.
A groundswell of interest in these temporary tattoos. And as always, in the ink tank, you need to listen very carefully to a clip from yesterday's show and answer a question based upon it, because the tattooist needle gun has gone all over a key part. And the clip you're about to enjoy comes from Anna Geary handing in her cool badge, telling us about her upcoming event in the choir and who she wanted to be. Listen carefully.
My choir leader...
Is that it? Oh, no, sorry. No, sorry.
Yeah, that's half the show.
Oh, you have a choir leader? Yeah, give me the badge.
She sent this WhatsApp reply with which artist you want to be and which song you want to do is first come, first serve.
Oh.
Guess who was first in there?
Yeah. You were in there. Can I hazard a guess as to who you want to be?
Go on.
Are you... You want to be friend of the show, don't you?
I do want to.
A, Dolly Parton. B, 50 Cent. Who does Anna Geary want to be in the upcoming cabaret? The upcoming cabaret of her choir. Is it A, Dolly Parton, or B, 50 Cent?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
The person on line one? Well, it's Ben. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Ben, hi, Ben, welcome along to the show. Ben loves the main station. Much. He is a chef. Ben, what's on the menu today?
I have got katsu chicken today. I'm currently grilling some frankfurters for another menu. But yeah, quite a lot going on today.
Mm. Katsu curry and frankfurters. Yeah. It's the dream combo I needed in my life. Ben, have you got any tattoos as it stands before winning these temporary ones, which hopefully you will do?
I currently have four tattoos.
Okay, what are they of?
I think my favourite's got to be the sloth on my ankle.
Sloth on your ankle. Have you got any, like, knuckle, like, finger tattoos? Like, you know, some food you could have, or nice grub, good chow? I mean, all these things work. You
the
can
time
take those
you've
as...
done in jail, that's when you have those knuckle
exactly.
ones.
Yeah, why not? Yeah. Little teardrop, you know, it's all good. Ben...
I'm not cool enough for that.
Okay. But you're not cool enough either for the Dave Berry Breakfast Show temporary tattoo that you're about to put on your body. And all you need to do to be the final person on planet Earth to win one is answer the question, when it comes to Anna's choir and their upcoming cabaret, who does she want to star as? Is it Dolly Parton or 50 Cent? Is it A or B?
I'm going with A, Dolly Parton.
You're going with A, Dolly Parton. This happened just yesterday during the cool badge segment. Let's see if you're right.
My choir leader...
Is that it? Oh, no, sorry. No, sorry.
Yeah, that's half the show.
Oh, you have a choir leader? Yeah, give me the badge.
She sent this WhatsApp reply with which artist you want to be and which song you want to do is first come, first serve.
Oh.
Guess who was first in there?
Yeah. You were in there. Can I hazard a guess as to who you want to be?
Go on.
Are you... You want to be friend of the show, Dolly Parton, don't you?
I do want to be
Dolly Parton. I want to $43. Yes, Ben. Well done, my friend. You have won the merchandise. It's such a shame because, as we all know, Anagiri would make such a good 50 cent.
In the club. In the club. In the club.
You really would.
In the club.
You could do both.
I could do both.
Hey, Shorty, it's your birthday.
We've got a party like it's your birthday.
Yes. Ben, congratulations. You got the final ever strip of 3 temporary tattoos of the show logo. Thank you for tuning in on the main stage and have a great day ahead.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Here he is, as promised, with the social ammunition. It's Matt Dyson. Matt, yes. What is going on
Thank
out
you,
there?
Thank you, Dave. A bit of a train special this
a
morning.
A train special?
First one story. I'm not sure, Anna, if you had this in your news earlier in the week, but it's gone viral on the socials.
Is it about animals?
It's about animals.
Yeah.
I know you went big on the capybara that escaped.
Yeah. This is why I couldn't run this one, because I felt like I couldn't put two rodent stories.
Oh, yes, it would be a bit much, wouldn't it? So
is that uncouth in the newsread as well?
Anna's first for rodent news. So you were aware of the squirrels on the train.
I was aware of the train.
The squirrels on the train.
Anna Geary did two rodent stories in one week. What would Sir Trevor McDonald say about this? So what's this squirrel train story that everyone seems to know about, except me and the listeners?
It may well have been in the travel as well. A train was cancelled earlier this week after squirrels boarded a train and refused to leave. They caused pandemonium, apparently, on this rush hour train that was going from Reading to Gatwick, a great Western railway service, if I can say such a thing. And the two of the rodents got on and they started like... Because have you ever been on a train when a bird walks through
yeah,
the doors?
Yeah, and walks around, it's fascinating.
And when they start flying around, it's well scary. So imagine two squirrels causing... So they were like attacking people, clawing at the seats. Pandemonium.
Because you know the thing with those guys is they're nuts.
Yeah, they really are.
Glenn, could you do it? Oh, no, Glenn's not here. No, okay, fine.
So apparently staff members at the station spent half an hour attempting to lure the squirrels off the train using broomsticks, a telescopic grabber, and peanuts.
Just as we settled our pay dispute, can you believe this, Kev?
And they succeeded to get one of the rodents off, but the other refused to leave. So they had to cancel the train because of the squirrels. They couldn't get the squirrel off.
It was going to Gatwick as well, so people missed their flights.
Yeah, wow, it's amazing. Pandemonium caused by these things.
A few years ago, I took my niece Alice to Greenwich Park in South East London. I know you're aware of the area.
Love it.
It's a beautiful park, and the squirrels, they run wild there. The grey squirrels, you know, they took over town, didn't they? Some years ago, quite friendly. But they come over because people are always feeding them. And honestly, one of these grey squirrels crawled up. At the time, I was wearing skinny jeans. It crawled up my leg.
Not inside.
I'm not a circus performer. I'm not an end of the pier entertainer. There's no way it would have got through how tight my jeans
are.
On the ankle hole. It just was on the outside, just clinging. I could feel its little claws.
Yeah.
But I was with my niece. I didn't want to freak her out.
No.
By like going. Which is exactly what I was doing in my head. So I could see why they cancelled the train. No one wants to sit in the train with that happening.
No, very scary things.
They do that at St. James's Park as well.
Yeah.
They just crawl up people.
They want monkey nuts are what they love, aren't they? They love monkey nuts. I see a lot of people feeding them monkey nuts in the park. But yeah, so, you know, try and keep them off the trains if you can. And then the other... And then there's some other great train-related advice. Comes from the comedian Alistair Beckett King.
Oh, yeah.
And this is advice specifically for the upper classes. Here he is.
Have you ever forgotten your butler's name? Embarrassing, yes? Not anymore. If you can't remember your manservant's name, simply shout the name of any train station in Cheshire. Wilmslow! And a butler will be provided. That's any train station in the Cheshire region. Plumley! Knutsford! And it works for almost any train station between Wrexham and Manchester. Mobberney! Bullsworth! Waddington Bank Key!
Oh, amazing. And it does work. Frodsham, Congleton. The only exception to the rule is Crewe. That doesn't matter. But I'll share it on my Instagram story. She'll be talking about it later and have saved your data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Matt, Anna, listen carefully. I'm going to play you 3 songs and you need to tell me which is your favourite. You need to place it first, second or third without hearing the next song.
That's the tricksy part.
Now, all of these are coming up on Absolute Radio. As I say, you can listen to them via the brand new Rayo app. And first of all, we turn our attentions to Absolute Radio Noughties, and I give you this classic. So it's The Killers, Mr. Brightside. But is it first, second, or third?
It's hard to not put it first. Yeah. But, you know, it's a classic, but we, you know, it's everywhere all the time, isn't it? It's never left our lives for the past 20 years. So I'm going to put it second.
Really?
Because I hear it a lot.
Okay. So Matt Dyson's made the bold move of putting it second. Anna, what are your thoughts?
Well, you know what? Unusually, this is my mum and dad's song, so I'm going to put it in first.
Oh, is it? Really?
Yeah.
Morning, the
they just love it. They just have a dance to it.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, nice. It's got to be first, right?
So it's first for me.
Okay, 100%. So that means the two remaining songs cannot be your favourites. Okay. Anna, and I think you've got a good reason for the others to be placed second and third, but would you put this second or third? And Matt Dyson, could this be your number one?
Oh, I love this song as well.
Absolute Radio 10's Adele. Send My Love.
Right. One of her less, not quite as big a hit as normal.
We can't believe you.
It was a pretty big hit.
But Matt's always saying, like, oh, I hear this too often. He literally just said it then about The Killers, and I bring him something slightly.
I don't hear this enough. So that's going third. At least we
third?
Quite cold. Yes,
what?
Quite cold.
You just can't, you can't pigeonhole the lad, can you?
I'm just not feeling that.
Okay, so that means this final song, very interesting what we have here, because this is going to be Matt's favourite.
Yeah.
And Anna, where are you putting Adele, by the way?
Adele second for me.
Right, yeah, and your least favourite. So this is interesting. So it all comes down to this song being Matt's favourite out of The Killers and Adele, and Anna's least favourite from The Killers and Adele. It is... The Kings of Leon, Use Somebody, coming up on the main station.
Yes, I'm happy with that.
What, over The Killers?
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Yes, I'll stick with it, yeah. Because it was a great album, wasn't it?
It's floundering, isn't it? It was a great album, and they're a great band.
Yeah, I think they're all quite close, but I think that is the best.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, all of that music and much, much more is available right now for you to enjoy in the brand new free Rayo app.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Five words. £5,000.
Absolute Radio.
Yes, five words, £5,000. This is your opportunity to match five words with a member of the team and secure £5,000 and a place amongst our pantheon of champions of five words, £5,000 winners. And hoping to do just that. On line one, it's Emily. Good morning, Emily.
Morning, Dave. Morning, Matt. Morning, Anna.
Hello, Emily.
Emily, welcome along to the show. Emily works in HR, is a big fan of Absolute Radio Country, and in the past has matched 3 out of 5. So, Emily, getting down to business, which member of the team would you most like to get on the random player generator? Glenn isn't here today. Matt or Anna?
I'm going to do it for the girls. Go for Anna.
You're going to go for Anna. Let's spin it and see if that's what's going to go down. Here we go.
Player generator.
Matt Dyson.
Anna Geary.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
It's a free choice. You sticking with Anna?
Oh, yeah,
going to
go with Anna.
Oh, come on.
Last minute change of heart was coming. Man.
Okay, then, Anna, it's time for you to leave the studio once again.
Good luck, Emily.
Thank you.
God bless the potholes.
Oh, she wants some Pothole Princess as well.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. It's either that or the...
Now, when it lands on free choice, it's the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Right,
but that's Anna's specific walkout music. But it's just something
we
I do.
Both.
Emily, should we talk about the sonic identity of this feature, or should we just move on and try and win you some money? Move on and try and win some money. Got it. Okay. Here comes the tension drone.
A real peek behind the curtain this morning, isn't it?
Just love radio.
Yeah.
Emily, I'm going to give you five words. You say the first word that comes to mind, or, of course, the first word you think Anna Geary might also give me, because I will say the same five words to Anna shortly, and if they all match up to yours, well, that's when you can have the £5,000. So, before we begin, let me just say good luck.
Thank you.
Here we go. North.
South.
Yes.
Peanut.
Utter.
Has to be, doesn't it? Two gimmies so far, surely.
Washing.
Machine.
Nice.
Holiday.
Holiday. Romance.
Oh.
And finally, lip. L-I-P. Lip.
Stick. Lipstick.
Yeah. You'd have thought so. Pretty good answers.
It's going to go.
Strong answers.
I think this is it. I think this is it. Thursday, the 19th of September, 2024. Emily wins five words. Five.
I mean,
grand. I hope so.
Emily's in a very good position here.
South Butter Machine Romance Stick. Yeah. Oh, yes, please. Okay, Emily. I think we've established it's a good set. Stay right there. Anna Geary's in play.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Five words. Five grand.
Absolute Radio.
Anna is back in the booth of truth.
I am.
Ready to play five words, five grand. Emily, are you there?
Hiya.
Okay. Now, you've given a great set of answers.
Very good set.
So great, in fact, that you're annoying so many people up and down the UK right now because they want to do what they're supposed to be doing, but instead they have to stick by their devices. Mm. They have to turn up those AirPods. They have to hear what's about to go down.
Ooh.
So many people sat in their cars. So many children going, don't make me go into school now. I want to hear if Anna can match five words with Emily. Please, Mummy. Please, Daddy.
My heart's no going now. Yeah, my heart is really beating.
Come on. Let's get to it.
Anna, what is the first word that pops into your brain if I say north?
South.
Yeah.
Yes.
Peanut.
Butter.
Oh, nice.
Washing.
Powder.
Oh,
so
no.
Many options on washing.
Right, off to school, little Jimmy.
Yeah. See you later, everyone.
Jemima, out of the car. Go and learn something, will you? Washing machine, washing powder.
Yeah.
For what it's worth, I would have said peanut allergy, so I don't know what that says about me.
I would have said washing up. Yeah.
What have you got for holiday?
Holiday. Flight?
Romance.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes,
yeah.
I felt sure you would say romance.
I know.
Yeah.
Like,
I like how practical you are about it all.
Holiday flight.
Emily's like, oh, holiday romance. Yeah. Anna's like, holiday flight.
Yeah. The head versus the heart.
Luggage. And finally, lip. L-I-P, lip.
Sink.
Stick.
Oh, yeah.
Emily, it's been a charm having you on the show. Thanks for tuning in on Absolute Radio Country. It is a great set of answers. Unfortunately, just didn't work out today, meaning we have a 2 out of 5, and also meaning that we're going to be playing again tomorrow on your Friday morning. If you'd like to have a go at five words, five grand, it's 0330-123-1215. Call us right now.
Five words, five grand.
Absolute Radio. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to The Breakfast Show, where the big thing is me nailing a Snape impression. Snape from the Harry Potter movies is my daughter's favourite thing on planet Earth. Of course, portrayed by the late but great Alan Rickman, one of the most iconic speaking voices from one of the most iconic actors of our time. So tackling him is tough.
Yes.
And we want to do him justice as well, don't we? You guys have been brilliant with this. I've received so many voice notes, so many tips from people out there who think they can do a good Snape. That's what I asked for, and as always, you have delivered for me. In fact, we got a few more of your attempts on the way. Up next, I'm going to be announcing the person who is going to help us get over the top.
Because
tomorrow we have a mentor, we have our guru making his appearance live on The Breakfast Show. I'll be telling you who that is next. I am so excited. To find out that he listens to the show was like mind-blowing. And then for him to reach out to me and say, I can help you,
yeah.
Can I pop by for a cuppa on Friday? Yes, you can. Mystery guest for now. All will be revealed next. But right now, well, Snape impression fever swept through our brand new studios here at Bauer Media yesterday, and it was all thanks to the Hype Beast Womble executive producer Mark, who came up with the idea of Snape Me.
Yeah.
So this involves him in a rather menacing way, and I'm shocked there's not been any HR complaints, to be perfectly frank, running around the office and going up to people and saying, Snape Me. So he did what you're about to hear as well. Leona Graham. He did Nick Snaith, who's on Magic.
Oh, yeah.
Nick Harris, who's the Hometime producer, does Hometime with Bush and Ritchie. Ellie here had a go as well, which is really nice. The social media producer from Magic, some daytime producers. Even Perry, who hosts Kiss Breakfast, did this. Holly and Harry, they're the youngest people who work on Greatest Hits. So they're all in here, and this is the Hypebeast Womble getting help from around the office. Enjoy.
Leona, Snape. Go.
Turn to page 394.
That's Snape. A good four.
Snape me.
I forgot what I was supposed to say. Turn to page 394.
Nick, Snape me.
I can't do a Snape. I can do a good Voldemort, though. You want to hear it?
Harry Potter, the boy who lived, come to die. Avada Kedavra.
It's good, but it's no help at all, is it?
And page 394.
Emma, Snape me.
Mr. Potter, our new celebrity.
Will, Snape me.
Harry Potter, our new celebrity.
Holly, Harry, Snape me.
Potter, turn to page 394.
Potter, turn to page 394.
You
forgot the script.
The mind is not a book to be opened at will and examined at leisure.
Perry, Snape me.
Expelliarmus.
Snape me.
What?
Snape.
Severus Snape.
Okay, well done, everybody, and thank you for joining in. I think Stuart, front of house, and obviously actor as well.
That was the one that stood out.
That was a good one. Perry from Kiss Breakfast, thank you for your time. Not too bad, a big Potterhead, like my daughter. So, there we go. Thank you to everybody from around the studios for helping us out.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Now, we clearly need help when it comes to our Snapes, don't we? I mean, this is where we're at right now. So this is great, the great Alan Rickman.
Turn to page 394.
This is what I'm trying to impress my daughter with. Turn to page 394.
Oh, that's getting better.
It does get better.
Do you think so?
Definitely. Yeah.
Okay, for those of you who may have missed what's happening here, I'm trying to do a Snape for my daughter, yes, but I've dragged the team in, so we're all going to do one. She's going to blind rank us, and whoever comes last, in her opinion, will have to dress as Snape and use the voice all day when they pop out to the local Sainsbury's to get us breakfast.
Yeah, is this legally
And it's looking
blind?
Like Matt is in last place, which is why he's looking into the legalities of this entire radio feature. Yeah.
This is... mine's getting worse. The more I try, the worse it gets.
Someone said it sounds like Mr. Bean Goes to Hogwarts about your attempt yesterday.
I'm already thinking of my breakfast order that I'm going to give you.
Oh, don't get cocky, Gary. Don't get cocky.
But it's entirely up to how futures... fates are in the hands of my 5-year-old daughter. So I'm not feeling particularly confident about this either, because she'll just say, Daddy, this is ridiculous. However, things could turn round, and they could turn round tomorrow, when we are joined on the show by someone who actually reached out to me to offer their help because he could tell we needed it. An actor, comedian, writer and impressionist. He's the voice behind Dead Ringers. He's part of the legendary Spitting Image team. And now he's the Paul Hollywood of the great British Snape-off. Will I be getting a handshake from the one and only John Coleshaw?
The goat when it comes to impressions.
I'm so nervous.
Yes.
I thought, this is great. And then when we said, yeah, come by tomorrow, I then thought, oh, we're going to have to do this in front of John Coleshaw.
One of the greatest
impressionists the world has ever seen.
Scathing
He's going to be sat right there tomorrow. And I'm going to be going, turn to page one.
I'm going to have to get practicing now.
Yeah, we all are. The pressure is on.
Games massively.
Tomorrow, John Coleshaw is in the house. He's going to be giving us awesome tips on how to do the best Snape. Plus, I imagine someone's going to ask him to do an Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh, yes.
I mean,
that was great.
The Ozzy Osbourne is legendary.
It's a classic, one of his impressions.
He does so many good ones. He does an amazing David Bowie, yeah, which I'd really like to see him do in person. So we have much to talk about. He's on The Breakfast Show tomorrow morning. Don't miss it.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Thursday morning. Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. If you're just joining us, I have revealed that tomorrow he offered us his help when it comes to the great British Snape Off. Actor, comedian, writer, legendary impressionist, John Coleshaw is going to be here.
Yes.
Everyone's trying their best Snape. I'm so warmed by this. I hope in many years to come, Evie listens back to this and goes, cheers, Dad. Cheers, guys. You really went the extra mile.
A lot of effort has gone to this.
Thanks for getting John Coleshaw involved, Dad. If only I'd appreciate it at the time when I was five. Anyway, you have been fantastic. The voice notes I've received on Instagram have been brilliant. Dave_Berry_Insta. If you want to get involved, there is still time, including a listener by the name of Kai, who delivered this.
Turn to page 394.
What do you think? That's
they
pretty
got
good.
That sort of throaty sound.
It's a bit, oh, hello.
The Kenneth Williams. Oh,
hello. Right.
Turn to page 394.
Yeah, that's good.
Emil Franchi. Good morning, Emil. He's got his friend involved. He reckons his friend that he goes to Newcastle with you know, every home game, occasionally away.
He does the best one.
Does a great Snape. Let's find out.
Potter. Turn to page 394.
Oh, that's really good. That's really good.
I will teach you how to bewitch the mind.
Bewitch the mind.
Wow.
Making your mind up. No, I'm way off again. And now I've got a piece of audio which I've not listened to yet. And it's labelled Anna's choir friend. So this is lovely.
Oh, wow.
This is a how twee.
Is it the choir leader or just
it's not the choir leader. This is my friend Sean, who sings in the choir with me.
Okay.
And he came round for a brew yesterday and he listens to the show. And so
morning,
he had a go.
Did he? You recorded this in your house over a cup of tea?
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Sean. Here we go.
Turn to page 394.
Oh, my God.
It's rubbish, isn't
When's
it?
When's he going to start? When's the impression coming?
Think how she speaks about her enemies.
I know.
That's her dear close friend, Sean, man.
He's Australian. He just can't quite get it right.
No, okay, okay. Yeah, you can hear an Aussie twang in there, can't you?
Yeah,
But thank you, Sean. Thank you, everybody. As I say, our journey continues. Monday is going to be the day that Evie will be making her final decision. And once again, tomorrow, John Coleshaw is going to be here to help us out.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Thursday morning. Welcome along to The Breakfast Show, where we have been banging on about that fella Snape from Harry Potter for about an hour now.
We're not going to stop
because we thought, how you guys out there can be involved in this if you don't want to or simply can't do a Snape impression? Well, that's why we invented The Smash. Yes, wordplay, puns, 8, 12, 15. I know that every single one of you is good at this. You have one in you. And this morning, it is Potter versus the playlist. Anything from the Harry Potter movie franchise universe versus music. 8, 12, 15 is the number. Make sure you include your name, maybe where you are, so I can give you the recognition that you deserve. Radio Hedwig.
Oh, very good.
Heard it through the Snape vine.
Love it.
That's two little ones from my brain.
Well,
thank you.
Very impressive.
What you got, Matt?
The Small Faces classic Quidditchy Coupon. I want to be Dobby's girl and anything by Paolo Nigini.
Oh, my goodness, massive snake. Okay. We know. What you got over there, Anna?
I've got Mustang Diagon Alley.
Oh, thank you. Wow, that's good.
And anything by Dobby Williams.
Dobby Williams. Okay, so it's the Potter universe versus music. Come and get involved. The number is 8-12-15. Don't forget, just after 9 is shout-out time.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to The Breakfast Show, where just after 9 is shout-out time, but you have to work for them, of course. And this morning, it was anything to do with Potter versus the playlist. The numbers 8, 12, 15 on the smash. Sorted for ease and wizards from Jenny in Yeovil. Ron Weasley is very nice from Ant in Blackheath. Kasabian's Underdog Warts from Otto in Warwick. Fat Long-Bottomed Girls from Greta and Philip in Piccadilly.
Whatever floats your boat.
White Snape from Craig. Kings of Leon's Molly's Chambers of Secrets from Luke in Liverpool. And finally, and this is fantastic work from Jackie in Ascot. Hi, Dave and the team. What about the epic garbage song, Hermione Happy When It Rains?
Ooh.
Hermione Happy.
Hermione.
Hermione Happy When It Rains.
Oh, amazing.
It works.
Yeah, really
Hermione
good.
Happy When It Rains.
Just keep doing
Hermione
it.
Hermione Happy When It Rains.
One more time.
Hermione Happy When It Rains.
Fade yourself out.
Wow.
Speaking on behalf of all the listeners there, Anna, thank you. Matt, any over there?
Yes, on Twitter, Weasley Like Sunday Morning.
Oh,
Darren Izzard. Very nice. Queens of the Philosopher's Stone Age from Jez.
Very good.
Sorting Hat Benatar, says Ian. Dave has gone for, Dave in York has gone for Tori Expelliarmus.
Oh!
Which is really good.
Oh, yes. One of your finest showings to date on the Smash, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Well done. Hermione, happy when it rains. And fade yourself out so you go quiet until you go.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
And that is it. Thursday morning is done and dusted from a breakfast show perspective. Of course, there's much of the day to come and hopefully you'll enjoy it. If you've got a little window in that day and you think, do you know what I'd like to use this for? I'd like to listen back to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. Well, you can. We can do that. We can make that happen for you because we are on demand in the free Rayo app and also, of course, the brand new edition of the Daily Podcast will shortly be made available. Now, Old Swiss normally jots down the podcast names as I ring the bell.
Yes.
He's off. He's on holiday, which means that the responsibility has been has been left to the hype beast Womble. So even I ring the bell, I'm just in the zone. Like, you know, we're popping. You know what I mean? We're crackling along. Ding, ding, ding. It's all funny. Ah, here we go. And all I've got before me, and therefore the name of the daily podcast.
I can't believe this one.
They Just Crawl Up You. There we go. That's the name
it.
Of the day podcast.
They Just Crawl
available
Up You.
Wherever you get
about
your pods
your
from.
Squirrel anecdote.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks so much. Leona Graham's up next. She'll have your tea break trivia plus the details that you need to win. Make me a winner. Enter it. You could be getting yourself £145,000. We'll be back tomorrow at 6 a.m. Until then, stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci. They Just Crawl Up You. Unbelievable.